Kevin Moratti, who's an anti-1080 spokesman. And Kevin, evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening.
Did you know about this, the releasing of the deer?
I heard it on the news, yes. But there's deer released everywhere. There's deer all through Taranaki.
Yes, but you know who did this, do you?
No, I don't know who did this. But when you think about it quite seriously, Doc are trying to blow this up now because there's something else happening against Doc in the northern area, but because it's going to be released shortly. But what's happened here is you've got farmers who rely on their livestock for their incomes. That's correct, eh? That's what they do. Now, they would not put their whole industry at stake. Ask Doc if they've ever seen a fellow deer or a fellow type deer like Sika ever with TB. Never. Most of the TB in New Zealand is transferred on a truck. So anybody that is releasing against the, I know it's against the Wild Animal Act, whatever they call it, but however, these people want to protect their environment which they're in. The major problem we have and why this is happening, it is because all the 1080 that's getting spread around, and even the police were concerned at the Sika show, that they're getting more poaching and more trespassing because Doc's killing the environment out there where the recreational hunters use. So they've waved a flag at the moment. We're getting more problems because people rely on this for sustenance.
Yeah, all right. Well, what we're seeing here, though, is activism, isn't it? Doc calls it eco-terrorism, and it's a criminal activity. What do you say?
Well, we know it's a criminal activity.
Yep. You support it?
I don't support criminal activity. What I do support is people who care about the environment, like I do, and we're seeing it being completely destroyed with 1080 poison.
Yeah, all right. So that you've got a view. I don't have a problem with that. You can have that view. You can stick with that view, and that's fine. But what we're talking about here is resorting to criminal activity.
Well, I guess when you when you're in an environment like this, where people are used to surviving sustenance out in these backcountry areas, and some of their livelihoods, like if they've got a hunting operation going, is being taken away from them. There's a place out the back of, you ask Doc to go out the back of Eastern Taranaki and there's deer for Africa out there. But they won't go near that. They won't go near that.
Well, what's that got to do with this episode?
Because they've just picked an area now and they're blowing it up to get the sentiments of the public, okay?
Well, they're not blowing it up. These deer were released into that area, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
And the windows and the vehicles, you know, the smashing of vehicles, that's happened.
Well, people have had enough, I guess.
So I think you do.
No, I don't condone it. Never put words in my mouth. I've been around longer than that. I don't condone it. However, there's a limit to what people can put up with.
Yeah, but you are giving the public the perception that you're just a bunch of criminals and you can do these cowardly things because you are, you know, you don't agree with what's going on out there.
People who oppose 1080 are not a bunch of criminals.
Well, they are if they're doing these sorts of things. They are.
There may be a few individuals out there. Don't lump everyone in the same boat. I've got hunting clubs and all that which I talk to. They're really concerned about the environment which they utilise being destroyed. And we can't get any common sense and discussions out of Doc in respect to, well, it's a government, it's a policy, so therefore they're just going to go, we've got to stop the policy of 1080.
Well, you don't do that by doing this sort of stuff, though. But anyway, I thank you for coming on the program. It's good to talk to you. That is Kevin Moratti, an anti-1080 spokesman. News Talk ZB. It is now 4:17.